Die Pesach betekent Rabba Amar. I feel like I have to excuse myself that we're moving so quickly, but trust me, it's a good, it's the right thing to do. We should finish up to Yudalad Amar Aleph. And I think we should know the Gemara Rashi and Taisus, the basic Mepharshim. Then we'll be able to start the second parak, which has a lot more lumjus in it and more halacha in it. Today we do have a small piece which is comes back to Hilchos Chametz, and that is this memra of Rabbi Yehuda that the Gemara brings down. Rav is coming to answer the Gemara's kasha. What was the Gemara's kasha? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, why don't we say, if they not tell you between Shah Hay and Shah Zion, so what's the problem, and why do we have to be machmir that he has to stop eating the chametz earlier? He's not going to make a mistake. So Rav now says a new reason why we're machmir, why Rabbi Yehuda's machmir, that he has to start earlier. And the reason is, Ella Rav Am, a lot of time the Talmud Rav Yehuda, Dama and Bia Chametz all straight. Rav Yehuda makes it harder to be Mekayim Teshbis. He says it's not enough to just throw it away. You have to burn it dafka. The Yovu lay Rabbanan Shach has look like for Eitzim. Chazal gave him an hour to collect wood to prepare the fire. So Chazal gave him an hour to be Oisik to be Yura. So introduced here to Rav Yehuda says Ein Bia Chametz Olos Reifa. Rabbanan disagree. They hold Hashpasase B'chol Davar. Now this is also a Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. We're going to have this right in the beginning of the second parak, which we're going to have soon. On this din of Ein Bia Chametz Olos Reifa, there's a Reb Chaim. It's, I think, a pretty famous Reb Chaim. It's in Reb Chaim Al Rambam, the first piece in the Hilchos Chametz Masa. And Reb Chaim here says he studied in the mitzvah of Tashbis, the Bia Chametz. First, he goes on a Rambam. I mentioned to you once before, the Rambam says, HaKayna Chametz V'Pesach Laika. The Rambam says that if you buy Chametz, somebody who buys Chametz gets Malkus. Why does he say someone who buys Chametz? Why does he say someone who has Chametz? Because then it will be a Lashem B'Maisa. If you just have Chametz in your house that you never got rid of, that's a Lashem B'Maisa, you're not going to get Malkus for that. But if a person buys chametz, he acquires chametz on Pesach, a claim of chametz for Pesach like him. So the kasha is, that Reb Chaim is coming to answer, is that we're going to have, there's a Gemara later, on Dr. Tzadikei, and it's also a Tosfos on Chafetz Amud Beis, that say that chametz, the Isser of chametz, is a lav hanitik lasei. The Isser of not only chametz, by Rabbi Masei, is a lav hanitik lasei, it's taka a lav. But it's nitik to the asei of teshbisu. So just like geneva is nitik to the asei of hashava, just like noiser is nitik to the asei of burning noiser. So we say a lav hanitik lasei, the halacha is that you don't get malchus. The kasha of the Rambam is that the same thing should hold true for by Rabbi Masay, why do you get Malkus? Okay, it's a lot of Nitzik Lasei, and it shouldn't get Malkus. That's the kasha that ultimately Reb Chaim wants to work his way back to understand. Okay. Now, in order to answer that, Reb Chaim digresses. He talks about our Gemara, our din, of Ein Bia Chametz Olos Reifa. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein Bia Chametz Olos Reifa." The Chachamim say that Hashpasase B'chol Davar. So, Pashat, who's the Machmir? Who's the Machmir between the two? Rabbi Yehuda. He says you have to burn it. The Chachamim agree you could burn it, but they say you could do anything you want. So Pasha Rabbi Yehuda is the Machmir, and the Chacham is the main, are the main. The Torah says that really there's a Kula in Rabbi Yehuda too, and a Chumra in the Rabbah. Because there's a Klal that the Gemara says in Tamura, I think, that Kol HaNisrafim Afra Mutar. Anything that you have a mitzvah to burn, once you burn it, the afer, the ashes that remain, are muta b'hanar. Kol ha-nisrafin, let's say nicer. Nicer is kol ha-nisrafin. Once you burn it, afer muta, the afer is muta b'hanar. Kol ha-nikvarin, afer aser. Anything that you bury, now bury is lav davka, means anything that you destroy without any specific way of destroying it. Kol ha-nikvarin, afer Aser. It's the Basa B'chalos. It's Basa B'hanos. So there's no mitzvah to burn Basa B'chalos. If you go and voluntarily burn Basa B'chalos, the ashes which remain are also Aser B'hanos. They're also Aser B'hanos. Because Kol HaNisrafim Afran is Mutter, and Kol HaNikvarim Afran is Mutter. Right there. Kol HaNisrafim Afran is Mutter. Once you burn it, the Afer is Mutter. I call Nikvarim, Afron, Aser, remains Aser. That's a rule. So the Torah says very simple. So the Koyet Reb Yehuda, that Chametz is the Tzreifa. So what's the din of the ashes? Call Nisrafim, Afron, Mutter. The Koyet Reb Yehuda, the Afer is Mutter. She'en Kain, according to the Chachamim, that chametz doesn't have to be burned. You can do whatever you want with chametz. So that's kol ha-nikvarim. Then, if you burn it, afron aser. This is the machlokes. The Torah says that it comes out, Rabbi Yehuda would come out to be a kula, like the eifer, and the chachamim would come out to be a chumra, like the eifer, if you burn it on paper. Kol ha-nikvarim. why question should be allowed to use them? The chametz is yisurei anah. The one who comes out to buy none.
You have to say that you are allowed to burn it. And if you burn it, then...
If you burn it after this amount or before this amount.
If you burn it... If it's yisurei anah,
no, because then this chametz never comes out. That also we can have on chafal from his base. Yisrael kaidim's manam. If it's boiled before this man comes to Rav Achiva, then everybody holds that it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a kasha. You're right. No, I didn't mean it as a kasha. No, you're right. The Rav Yehuda is a chumah that you have to burn it, and it's okay. It comes out of kula that the eifer is mortar. And the chanu was asked to say b'chol davar, so it's easier to destroy it. And it just comes out of kula. I didn't mean it as a kasha. Nothing else. It worked out.
And they close the book about Nesher.
Which Tais is you referring to?
Okay.
Chaimer?
Abagat
is the Tzara. If you ask the would only acquaint to this.
Well, Lord, who's the Shem anyway?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Rabbi Yehuda? It's not Rabbi Yehuda?
Yes.
Okay.
My vote is wrong.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's good. Okay. The Sefer Torah. It comes along Rabbi Kiva Ega. Rabbi Kiva Ega is Matniya on the Torah. Now you have to, in order to understand Rabbi Kiva Ega's Kasha, Rabbi Kiva Ega says, explain to me this far. Why call him the Srafim Aparamotah? A kol nikvarim afron aser. What's the reason for attack? How come? What's the logic to it? It's not a halacha shemina. It's a svara. Any Torah says burn, yefer is mutter. Any Torah doesn't say burn, yefer is aser. Why? That's a b'kivay. There's a logic to it. There's a push to svara. What's the svara?
I guess
what? Well, basically, what Rashi Vega said, if the Torah told you what to do with it, once you did it, you're finished. The Torah told you the end game. The Torah said, burn it, and you're done. The understanding is that the Torah says, burn it. Once you burn it, there's no issues. There are no issues that remain. So, call it Sraf and Afra Mutta, it's not a demon's race. Whenever the Torah tells you what to do with something, gives you a mitzvah, you did the mitzvah, and you're finished. You burnt the nisa, and you're finished with it. That's why call this rough and it's aframotah, because you were mekayim what the Torah told you to do, and therefore no isurim remain. Kol nikvarim, on the other hand, what is kol nikvarim? It doesn't mean the Torah said that, because the Torah didn't say anything. The Torah said, v'asa b'chol v'asa b'adna. It didn't say what to do with it. If you really want, in our Torah, if you have v'asa b'chol v'asa b'adna, you can keep it in your house for the rest of your life. You can keep it there. And the Torah didn't tell you to destroy it. Kol nikvarim are things that the Torah didn't tell you what to do with it. So then, afra nasar, even if you burn it, you're not finished with it. The Torah didn't say how you get finished with it. It remains for always. That's the svara of the Gemara and Tmura that says kol nisrafim afra nasar and kol nikvarim afra nasar. That's Rebbe Kiveda. The mail will come down. If the Torah gave you a specific mitzvah to get rid of something, the Torah said destroy chametz. The Torah says, I don't care how you destroy it. But there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, destroy the chametz, which Rabbi Yehuda says is sreifa. Rabbanim say, it's with anything. You have many, many options of how to get rid of it. There, the nikvarim also are a key of mitzvah. Destroying chametz, even though it's not the hakolah nisrafim, but destroying the chametz is also a mitzvah. The Torah said what to do with it. The Torah said tashbisu sarmi batechem. The Torah said destroy it. So it's taka true that the Torah didn't say burn it. But who cares? Do we care if the Torah said burn it, or if the Torah said throw it to the wind, or the Torah said do whatever you want with it? Any situation where the Torah gives you a choice that you can get rid of it any way you want, but the Torah said you must get rid of it, it should be the same as Kol HaNisrafim. The Torah told you what to do with it. Once you do it, whatever remains should be mutter. So the Kiveiga says that Afron should be mutter by everybody. That by Chametz, Afron should be mutter no matter what. Because Chametz is something where the Torah said, do tashbisu. And the whole svara of Kol Nisrafim Afra Mutter is that the Torah said do something. As soon as you do it, you're finished. Once you do it, you have no remaining Yisurim. So mainly, even with Rabbanon, Chametz should be in the rule of Kol Nisrafim Afra Mutter. Because you finished your mitzvah with it, and if you finished the mitzvah, it should be Mutter. You did your mitzvah getting rid of the Chametz.
The
why?
How do you know
the burning is enough? How do you know? Burning is also a key in Majorabas. Side burning. Rabbanon understands Shvasotah B'chol David. That means they understand Tashbisu doesn't infer burning. Tashbisu means destroying. So Shvasotah B'chol David. But whatever you do with it, once you get rid of it, you're Mekayim a mitzvah. So it's the same as Nisar. Just by Nisar, the Torah said burn. By Chametz, the Torah said destroy. So what's the difference? By both of them, once you did what you have to do, if the ashes remain, the ashes should be mutter.
But by the point of view,
it says,
there are specific things,
right?
The question that I brought up was saying, get rid of it, so how do you know how much you have to do in order for it to be finished?
So, Hashbistah, the
Rehadavar,
you have to destroy it.
And the ashes still
are. See,
that way. And then you have to throw the notion.
Maybe it's not an adequate Hashbistah, right? I think that the Chachamim agree that once you burn it, it's adequate. Nobody says that, like Rabbanon, burning it is not enough. Right? We pass like Rabbanon and we still burn. We're machmel like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we're machmel to burn. But once it becomes the ashes, we're not. We don't say there's another mitzvah of destroying the ashes. Right? Just saying there's a mitzvah to destroy the ashes. And that's not so. Rabbanon doesn't say for nice reifa.
Go after it and come
together again. Well, that's the sin destroyed. Chazanish mentions that you shouldn't say what you say. Referring to the wind is not enough, of course. It's true, if you refer to the rock, it's also gone. It's an abstake that it would not come together again. It's true in the middle of battle. Maybe the Rabbanan hold that burning it in order to use the Afer is not considered destroyed. I'm assuming that it's not so because when the Rabbanan says something behold over, they're saying more than Rabbi Yehuda. The Mashmois is not that what Rabbi Yehuda did is inadequate. The Mashmois is that what Rabbi Yehuda did is sufficient. So, if you don't use it. Perhaps. I don't see that. I can't disprove it. This is Rabbi Kivaga's kasha. So Rabbi Kivaga is asking on the tour, he's asking that Apron should be mutar by everyone by Chavit. Elamai, the Reb Chaim, that there's a deeper understanding of the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chacham. Kivaga understood that the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chacham are just arguing how to destroy it. Yehuda says Sreifa, and the Chachamim say Bechol Davar. Reb Chaim says that that's not Pshat in the machlokes at all. They're arguing the yisoid of what is the Isser Chavit, what is the mitzvah of the Isser Chavit. There are two ways to learn the mitzvah of the Isser Chavit. One is what Reb Chaim calls a din in the chefter of the Chavit, a din in the object of the Chavit, that the object of the Chavit has got to be destroyed. And the other way to understand is that it's a din in the Bailim, a din in the Gavra, a din in the people. That the people have to rid their house of Chavit. Dr. Chaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are arguing Mamish in the Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah in the Chetzah of the Chavit. That the Torah is giving you a prescription of what do you do with chametz, telling you chametz must be burned. The din, the mitzvah of destroying chametz, is the din of the object of the chametz. What?
Why do you
mean anyway? Someone else's chametz is in your house, so it might be that you say nachinami. Nachinami. If you remind me, I'll come back to that. The other rabbi, you're saying is good. So again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tashbisu is a mitzvah in the chetza of the chametz. That's the din of the object of chametz. The chametz has got to be destroyed. Memela, if it's the din of the chetza of the chametz, so then once you destroyed it, you did the mitzvah. This is what had to be done to this object, and the eighth that remains is mutar. The Rabbanan, when they say Ash Besosei Bechol Davar, it's because they disagree in the whole mitzvah of Tashbisu. They know Tashbisu is a mitzvah for a person to rid himself of chametz. The person's got to get he's got to get all the chametz out of his possession. You have a mitzvah to rid yourself of chametz. The mitzvah is to rid yourself of chametz. So then, Ash Besosei Bechol Davar, who cares how you do it? We don't care about the chametz. We care about you. You have to get rid of all the chametz. You have to rid yourself of chametz. Then in the person, that's why they hold Ash Besosei Bechol Davar, because they hold that the idea of Ash Besosei is that you make sure you have no chametz left. If so, Afronasa, because it's not a din in the chametz, what you have to do to the chametz, that we should say once you did it, you yaitu. No. It's in the person. The person's got to get all the chametz out of his property. So whatever he does to the chametz, so even if he burns it, the burning is not a mitzvah. It's not that you're misaking the chametz. Mm-hmm. It's that you're misaking yourself. You have to make sure you have no chametz in your property. If you have no chametz in your property, so you're misaking your own issue. It's not that the Torah says this is what you do with chametz. Chametz is by far the b'chol. Chametz is Isser, Hanah, Basar B'Cholav is Isser, Hanah. They're both the same. Major Rabbanan. Just, there's a din by Chametz that you're not allowed to have it in your Rosh Hashanah. So you get rid of it. What? But being that the ashes are a product of Yisurei Hanah, just like Basar B'Cholav. If you have ashes that come from Basar B'Cholav, they're also bad enough. They sort of grew from the, they were born from Basar B'Cholav. Because the Kreitz Rebbe who did that's Kol Nisrafim Afram Mutz. That's the logic of Kol Nisrafim, like the Kidei would say. When the Torah says, do something to this object, that's all you have to do. After that, it's Mutz. According to Rabbanan, the Torah didn't say, do something to this object. The Torah says, get rid of Chametz out of your house. It's not a way to fix the object. Kreitz Rebbe who that's a way of fixing Chametz. How do you fix Chametz? You burn it. Kreitz Rebbe who it's not a way of fixing Chametz. It's not a din in the Chametz. The chametz itself is like Allah, the chametz itself is like Basar B'Cholav. If you burn it, the afer is awesome. There's no way to fix it. It's just a din of the person that the person's got to get rid of all this chametz. What? So therefore, according to Rabban, even if you burn it, the afer is awesome. Because burning it is not a way of fixing the chametz. Burning it is a way of getting it out of your rishus. It's a way of fixing you. Not a way of fixing your chametz. You found the chametz. The whole svara of Afra Mutter is only when the Torah says this is what you should do to the Chametz. It's not more than that. Yes. That's very good. He learns it from Nisar and he knows it. Just like by Nisar, the tikkun of the Nisar, so to speak, is to destroy it. The tikkun of the Chametz is to destroy it. Nothing enemy, you learn it from Nisar, it's not a problem. The same thing is Nisar, not from Mutter. Well, the Gemara says, "Kol Nisrafim Afram Mutter." It says it would be nice. So certainly we understand nicer. It's not that you now have nicer Yeshua. It's just that that's the specific. The Torah gave you, told you what to do. The Torah didn't say get nice out of your Yeshua. Then it would be enough to throw it to the ant. The Torah said burn it. It means that's the way to repair a nicer problem. So it comes out now that we have according to Reb Chaim, and this is what makes Reb Chaim decide this thing, is that we have two ways of looking at the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, the Teshbisus. Either, like Reb Yehuda, that Teshbisus is a din in the Chametz itself, or that no, it's a din in the person's got to get rid of all any Chametz that he has in his Rishon. There's one more part to Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, with this, we can come back to the question of whether Bayirah Bayimase is a lava nitik lasei. Whether Bayirah Bayimase is a lava nitik lasei or not. The Gemara on Tzadik Hei says that Bayirah Bayimase is a lava nitik lasei. So we had a kashya. Why does the Rambam say that if you buy chametz on Pesach, you get malchus? Why? It's a lava nitik lasei. So Reb Chaim, the Gemara of Tzadik Hei is going to Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, what's the assay? Tashbisus. It's a way of fixing chametz. Yeah, then it's a lava nitik lasei. The lava is you're not allowed to have chametz. The assay is a way to fix the problem. You fix the problem by burning it. According to Reb Yehuda, it's Tasha Lava Nitik Lasei. According to the Rabbanan, what's the lav? You're not allowed to have chametz. What's the assay? It's Teshbisus. You're not allowed to have chametz. It's not a way of fixing the lav. It's the same thing as the lav, just the Torah put a lav in an assay. What is the mitzvah of Teshbisus according to Reb Chaim, like the Rabbanan? Teshbisus is a din of the Bailam. Bailam are not allowed to have chametz. Yeah, promise you gotta get rid of it. The assay, it's not a lava nitik assay, it's not a way of fixing chametz. The assay is just the Torah threw an other iser on a person who has chametz. You either have ayirah, ayimatzah, you either have teshbisu. Teshbisu, according to the Rabbanan, is that bailam are not allowed to have chametz. Comes out, it's not a lava nitik assay like the Rabbanan. Because the lava and the assay are just two ways of saying the same thing. The lav says you're not have chametz. The assay, Tashbisa says a person's not have chametz. The assay doesn't repair the lav. It's not a way of fixing the issur. So the Rambam, who doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, pass like the Rabbanan, the heels is not allowed in Nisik Rasei. Because the Asei doesn't fix the lav. It's not like nicer. Nicer, you don't have nicer. If you have nicer, you can fix the lav by burning the nicer. Not that way, according to the Rabbanan. By Chametz is different. Chametz, the Torah didn't say burn Chametz. Torah said, make sure you have no Chametz in your Rishus. It didn't in the person. The person is not allowed Chametz in his Rishus. That's Tashbisa. That doesn't fix the lav of Ali Rabbi Yehuda. So Mela la halacha, it's not allowed in Nidik Lansai. Later, there's Rabbi Chanan in the second parak, who's Torah in this, the Shaila, if you have Chametz, which gets spoiled on Pesach, Nisracha, Chametz becomes spoiled on Pesach, what's the din of the Chametz? Is there still a mitzvah of Tashbisa? The Rambam says, if Chametz becomes spoiled on Pesach and Arei Lachila, there's no mitzvah of Tashbisa anymore. You don't have to burn it. Rabbi Chanan brings that in the Yerushalmi, it says the Feirish, that if it becomes spoiled on Pesach, there still is a mitzvah of Tashbisa. Once Pesach came, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisa. So Zakh Rabbi Chanan, based on this practice, that it's totally in the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How is that? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a din, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a din in the Chametz. You have to destroy the Chametz. So this person had Chametz on Pesach. He had a mitzvah to destroy the Chametz, to burn it, definitely. Now, he had a mitzvah to burn Chametz. It became spoiled. He still has a mitzvah to burn that piece of chametz, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is to burn that piece of chametz. So, spoiling is not good enough. You have to burn it. Becoming spoiled doesn't do the trick. You have to burn it. Yerushalmi is going to Rabbi Yehuda that if you have chametz on Pesach, you have to dafka burn the chametz. It's in the chetzer shel chametz. It's got to be burned. If so, spoiling is not good enough. Not enough that it's spoiled. You have to burn it. But she'ein kain, according to the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Tashbisu is just, you shouldn't have chametz in your rishos. So the person was eiver, the first day of Pesach he had chametz in his rishos. On the second day, it's spoiled. Now he has no chametz in his rishos. So what's the difference? It's spoiled before Pesach. It's spoiled on Pesach. The Rambam holds, it doesn't matter when it's spoiled. No matter what, the purpose of Tashbisu is, the person should have no chametz. So he has no chametz. Because it's spoiled. Spoiled chametz is not chametz. So what's the difference when it's spoiled? Whenever it's spoiled, if it's spoiled, you don't have to burn it. Because if the mitzvah is a din of the gavra, he shouldn't have chametz. So even before you burn it, you don't have chametz. Nisracha is the same as throwing it into the yam. So if it's imbued, we the Rambam is the Rambam Mishitas. We'll have to wait until we get the chametz. Chametz is just chametz with chazal asid. Chametz and nisracha is not chametz. Okay, it's not included in Tzar. Well, we'll get to it.
You can say what you're saying. I could understand that. But our purpose is to understand the Rambam. Rambam says Nisracha, there's no mitzvah beer. You understand it? Yes. You can understand it. Like Rabban. You understand it very well. Because there is no active Tashbisu destroy, burn. Nisracha is on the part. Don't have it. He doesn't have it. Could you argue? Yes. You can say it. You can say it like that. And then we're going to learn on the second parak that most Rishonim Taka hold not like the Rambam. Most Rishonim hold that yes, it's Taka destroy. Nachi, I told you that I'd come back to it before about burning other people's chametz. We had the Issa Kasha once. If you have a guy's chametz in your rishus, there's a mitzvah to burn it. So we asked, I think the Slacha asked, what's your hetzer to burn a guy's chametz? You have a guy's chametz in your shoes, in the Kabbalah Shmir. Comes to say you have to burn it. Where do you get a right to burn a guy's chametz? You're destroying a guy's chametz. You'll pay for it, but still, a right you have to destroy it. So what?
According to Rabbi Yehuda
who holds it, it's in the chetz of chametz that it has to be burnt. The kasha is not a kasha. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a din in chametz that it has to be burnt. If you have a great chametz that the Torah said it has to be burnt, you have to burn it. You're not going to say, I am after the guy. The Torah says that the guy didn't have a chayav nisa, so he killed the guy. And the Torah said a guy has chametz, and that is a type of chametz which has to be destroyed. So it's a din of the chetz shel chametz, it comes out, works out well. I think it's Reb Shimon who says this. That if you hold that the issa chametz is a din of the chetz of the chametz, that it has to be burnt, then it's not a kasha. That how can you destroy a guy's chametz? The Torah said destroy this piece of chametz. You destroy it. The Torah said a guy's chametz that to me is rishus has to be destroyed. They didn't have to show chametz. So unfortunately, this guy had the bad mazel of having a kind of chametz which you have to destroy. Any chametz which is b'chayim Yisrael, you have to destroy. Didn't have to show chametz. So then it's understood. What?
Why
don't you that in the Jews of certain countries don't have Kabbalah Achrayim? No, because we know that if a Jew is a Kabbalah Achrayim, there's a mitzvah Tashbisu. See, the old Tashbisu is the Gabra of the year. The Tzvach Kasha makes sense, because of your mitzvah destroying the guy's family. But, see, I say, I hope you can. But according to Rabbi Huda, it doesn't start. If it's been in the Chesed Shochanit, so the Torah said that this needs to be destroyed. Just like an Irani Dachas is destroyed, if a guy lives there, we destroy a thing. So Chametz shall guide that Zacharias Yisrael. It's a chetes which the Torah said you have to destroy. Well, Allah, you definitely destroy it. The question is why? So that's the first question is why. Avada, you should better give it to another guy if you find another guy to make Kabbalah Achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah said. If you have the chametz of a guy in your Rishos Erev Pesach, you should find a different guy to be the Kabbalah Achrayim. Yeah, but I don't think the son of Shem Shemus L'Shaima, where we know that the Tzedek Mishus will be destroyed. It's certainly an upgrade.
So,
what
happens always come back to
the Tzedek Mishus. The cash, no, but if the other guy is guaranteed that he comes back to me, he'll be reimbursed. You could see that. So this is the site of Reb Chaim. Now, I want to point something out to you without confusing you. What Reb Chaim is saying is two ways of learning Biur Chametz. If it's a mitzvah in the Gavra or a mitzvah in the Chetzer. Right? Two ways of learning Biur Chametz. I want to point out to you that earlier in the year we discussed Bedikas Chametz, if it's a din in the Chetzer or a din in the Gavra. And the Torah of Chaim Bedika is that to be Bedik all of your personal places where your chametz might be, whereas the din of the chametz, you have to search for the chametz. And we said that that's totally in the Rosh's question. Well, during bedika, if you search one room, are you allowed to be mastic? Could you speak? So we said it's totally. If you hold it, the din in the person, that the person has to make sure he has no chametz in his rishus. He said that you can't speak until you finish doing it. You have to make sure that you don't have any more chametz. You didn't finish until you check all your entire house. He said if it's a din in the chametz or in the chaymais, that the places shouldn't have chametz, so then if you check one room, so you are ready, like eating. It's like you make a bracha, you eat. So you can talk if you swallow one. You already did what requires a bracha. The din in the makaymais is the way the chametz is. Not a din of the person. So we said you could be mafsik if you check each room. So it's not totally bezeh bezeh. I'm just pointing out to you the similarity in bedikas chavetz and in where we had this klar. It's bedikas chavetz, a din in the person, or is a din in the mekaymos where the chavetz is. And here we have a question in Bior. In Bior, is it a din of the chavetz, a din of the god? So the two totally separate chakiris, not totally zebizeh, but to avoid confusion, you have to understand that there are two similar chakiris. Just one's a chiyah chakira and the chiyah derabbanah to do bedika, and one's a chiyah in the din tayra of tashbisus to army batech. Two different similar classes. What? Bedika is machlokes Rashi and Taisa, shomer lai, shomer yaver lai, lai, or. Bedika is a hecha timsa to not be on Tashbis, on Bayra. It's not the mitzvah of Tashbis. Someone who does Bedika can't say that that mitzvah of Bedika is in the kiyum of Tashbis. Why? According to Rashi, is good for. According to what? He said Tashbisu could do by either one, but it's not the mitzvah of Bedika. It's not the mitzvah. Honestly, I'm not sure what you're referring to. But the Pashtus of the Ran is you could do either Bittul or Bedika. When we say either Bittul or Bedika, it means Bedika and destroying it. Search for Chametz, and then you just keep it. You want to carry Tashbisu. Means physically getting rid of it, which Bedika is the beginning of. Or, but still, the mice of Bedika is not a kiyum of Tashbisu. Question is, now when I set out to do Bedika, how does it work? What? Tosis would hold. Tosis about. Oh, you mean Tosis on the Amud Aleph there? That Tosis said that you can burn Chametz on Pesach and use the coals. That is assuming that Afra Mutter. That's assuming it's a din of the Chesed, yeah? But Afra Mutter, nothing else. Alright, so we end up with two ways of understanding the Yisr. Question is where to go with this, but basically two ways of understanding Tashbisu. But I would suggest, if you want to exercise your mind a little, isn't this similar to the Mechas Chinuch? Isn't this Torah Chaim almost the same? Or the Mechas Chinuch clear about Tashbisu? Tashbisu is the mitzvah, the result that you shouldn't end up with Chametz? Or the Maisa? Now we had a clear. Do you have to deliberately save Chametz in order to burn it? Right. The Mechas Chinuch said, if you're going to Tashbisu with the Maisa burning it, then you have to leave all the Chametz in order to burn it. And if you learn that it's the Tzitzah, that you should end up as a person who has no Chametz, right, there's two ways to learn. It's not identical, but you're right, but there's a similarity to it. You're right, it's not the same, but once you have the Chametz, and once you how to set it up. You're not going to set it, but like I said, if you want to exercise your mind, it's a simple habit. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. I think I'll finish it off today. Okay. Look at the next line. Yavalei Rabbana Shach L'Abayit. Eisei Ravina L'Rabba. Listen to this question. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Eimetzai shalai b'shas b'yurei. Abo b'shas b'yurei es b'sasei b'chol dav. What does that mean? Let's learn like Rashi. Rashi says, Eimetzai, when is there a mitzvah to burn chametz? Shalai b'shas b'yurei. Which means in the sixth hour. But b'shas b'yurei es b'sasei b'chol dav. But once the sixth hour passes, es b'sasei is b'chol dav. What's the Gemara's kasha? What's the kasha? What's that?
He's my day. He's not going to fall down.
Does everyone understand that? The Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is. It's only if you have wood. What's the problem if you don't have wood? Gemara's asking, you could just wait till the seventh hour, and then do ashpas asay b'chal davar. Right, that's my kasha. Why do you have to set aside to find wood? What does that mean? What does that mean? Is it preferable to find wood or not in the Gemara's kasha? Preferable or it's not preferable? I think we'll have to understand.
You have to, because the way you don't have to.
Sounds like you don't have to. So well, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The sixth hour, is it? If you have wood, you'll burn it. If you don't have wood,
you wait until the seventh hour.
You wait. So if you don't have wood, you now take the chametz to be mefarish and throw it to the ruach. You're allowed to wait till the seventh hour, and once the seventh hour starts, that's precisely the whole davar. Very strange, isn't it? The sixth hour, you have to burn it. And I'll be mefarish and throw it to the ruach. But you can just hold on to it, wait till the time runs out on the mitzvah, and then in the seventh hour burn it b'chol life in shehu. That's what sounds like is happening. Right? So Yehuda, like Xeris HaKosah, the whole sixth hour you have to burn. You can't do anything else, you can't destroy it any other way. Afterwards, destroy it any which way you want. Now, there are two problems with this. One problem is, aren't you missing the mitzvah teshbisu? Aren't you losing out? Teshbisu is, we're saying that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Teshbisu is in the seventh hour, it's not in the seventh hour. What is the mitzvah of Teshbisu? What? Rashi Shita, back on, was it Hayam and Beis, was that Teshbisu is until the seventh hour, not after the seventh hour starts. Rashi Shita was. We had it twice in Rashi. We had it earlier, and then we had it on the previous Mishnah in Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Bodak B'Sai Chamayid, Loi Bodak, Loi Bodak B'Yadad, Yibda B'Sai Chamayid. According to Rashi, what's B'Sai Chamayid? Shashishis only. That means that the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Tashbis, according to Rashi, is until the site of Shashishis. From Hayam and Beis was more mukhas that way. He had the Amachlek's Rashi and Taisis. When is Tashbisu? Rashi said Tashbisu is. Sorry, Dalam and Beis. That Rashi said Tashbisu is until Chatzais. You have to do it before Chatzais. That when this manisa comes, it has to be destroyed already. And Taisis said no. The first minute of the seventh hour is Mitzvah Tashbisu. So it's a little bit of a problem here. We're saying now, it's like the Gemara, the way Rashi learned the Gemara, what's your problem? You have no firewood? No problem. Wait till the seventh hour and destroy it b'chol davar. But you're going to be missing a mitzvah haseyav tashbisu. You're missing the haseyav tashbisu. B'chol davar, according to Rashi, tashbisu is before this man is it. Maybe. It certainly would fit better where Yehuda, Yehuda's Tashbisu is burning, and the time runs out on the mitzvah. So the time runs out. That's how you see. After that, you can do whatever you want. You have to get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
like.
Yeah?
And we'll come out in the middle of the Akhar Mitzvah. So I'm not sure. So this is one problem. The only way to understand this that I know is the Chayei Adam that we spoke about on Gimel and Beis that said that by a mitzvah say ahead of time you don't have to if you don't have you wake up to Sukkot morning you don't have an asterisk you don't have an asterisk you're anonymous. Here also comes the end of the sixth hour you don't have wood you don't have wood you're anonymous. So that the fact that it'll become mushbush, that I'll do. Give me a cent, I'll throw it to the ruach. The mice on it are burning, so that's, so if I don't have wood, I don't have wood, I'm not. So there are other problems with this teretz. I just don't know another way out if you learn like this. What? It might not be tchase b'pshia. I mean, that's what he said, the chay adam. Okay, there are potential problems. I mean, still, the rabbanim couldn't have said, give you an hour to get the wood together. They wanted you to have that. The second problem is that we said, like Rashi, you can't hold chametz in the seventh hour, which Rashi holds is the issa ba'yirah ba'yimasei on Erev Pesach, achachatzai. Rashi holds is the issa the second parish. But he doesn't say parish. Like Pesach, he argues on Rashi. But in Rashi, we have a problem. How could Rashi say, hold it in the seventh hour, hold it to the first minute of the seventh hour and destroy it? Rashi Shita is that there's Issa Ba'ira Ba'imata and Erev Pesach also. Which is why we said, like Rashi, Tashbis has to be before Chatzot. So Rashi holds it Ba'ira Ba'imata and Erev Pesach, like the Shita around that we said. So how could Rashi say, and it's Rashi's Lashon? I would have said, just hold it to the last minute of the sixth hour. But Rashi's Lashon is, Tayyaf Del Lama, and Eilu Reitz Nyantin Achas B'Yurei, the Yashitana B'chol Dabra. You wait until the seventh hour. So I don't know what Teres. I don't know how to answer the question. I don't think we had any clarified that that's Rashi Shita. It has to be. You can do the very first second. Why? Because of which reason? Because that's good for the mitzvah? No.
So you have to wait.
Well, because what?
You can't wait. If
you mean, I'm not sure what you mean. If you mean we said that Tosfos Shita is that Hamasha Chametz Amanos Lavare, you're not over. Right? That if you hold Chametz in order to destroy it, that's not by Rabbi Masay. That's like Kleffel of Kli, right? He said, Rashi didn't hold that way. Rashi held that you are right in passion. Rashi said, Kleffel of Kli, that if you didn't do it, so you'd have to destroy it. Right? So we have a bit of a problem here. So I'm not sure, we could play around with ways out. We could say this is only Rabbi Huda, and whatever we said about Rashi Shita elsewhere with the Rabbanon. You can wiggle out of it, but it just depends. It's better than any terrorist I can come up with. It's around Kasha, so I'm not to be ashamed of the terrorist story, but Kasha is a good question. Alright, Tosfos Amosai disagrees with Rashi. And we've had consistently throughout this parak that Rashi and Tosfos could not agree on anything that has to do with Tashbisu. Specifically, the issue of Tashbisu, Rashi and Tosfos had a number of major machlokes, right? They argue when. Rashi said by the end of the sixth hour, Tosfos said by the beginning of the seventh, that we had a daven on the face. We have machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what is Tashbisu? Tosfos said it means you make it hefker. And Rashi said, you're not going to be mafker it. Just touch plus of a lay. You just say, it's not important to me. What? Tashbisu. I'm sorry, Bipul. I'm not talking about what is it saying? It's Bipul. Tashbisu. I'm sorry, I don't know if it's about Bipul. Okay, I'm sorry. Bipul is to be mafker it or to declare that it's nothing. Rashi said, Tashbisu is to declare it, I don't care about it. But I disagree with that. They said Bipul was a way of getting out of it beforehand by being masquerade. And now we have a third machlaikus in Rabbi Huda. Rashi says, Amos Sheshalayz Shabbat Kira, you burn it Erev Pesach. But not on Pesach. On Pesach B'chol Davar. Pesach says mamish the opposite. Pesach is the number of kashas on Rashi. The most strong, I think, from Reisa. But I would read the Tosfos if you would just lay. Just Tosfos in the middle says Mefarash Rabbeinu Tam. Shulei b'shas b'yuei haino achar sheish. Shulei b'ayu mevarim b'sheish. Ketikah chafami. That shulei b'shas b'yuei is achar sheish. So what does that mean? That you have to burn it if you have chametz after the sixth hour, but not before the sixth hour. So you feel what comes out. We have machlokes now, Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, The mitzvah of burning chametz is only in the sixth hour, and not after the Zman Isser. According to Tosfos, the mitzvah is dafka after the Zman Isser. Our meaning, we burn chametz. Why do we burn chametz? We all burn chametz every Pesach, right? So listen, really we pass myself a chametz. It's something we call that. The chashish for Reb Yehuda. And even in Reb Yehuda, it would come out as the Mechoyz Rashi and Tosfos. When did the din of burning it? Quite, we burn chametz dafka through Sreifa because the chashish for Reb Yehuda, even the Rashi. That the mitzvah of Sreifa is before this matter. According to the Tosfos, according to Reb Yehuda, the mitzvah of burning it is only if you're over already. You have it in this manner. It comes out, our burning it is really like a hiddur on a hiddur. The hiddur to be chashish for Reb Yehuda. The hiddur to be chashish for Rashi Shita for Reb Yehuda. But all the places say there's good to do it, and so we do it. But it's really totally too much place, right? Erev Pesach, Chali is the Shabbos, so we burn the Friday only to keep the minig alive. But nothing else. So this is much like this Rashi and Tosfos. All right.
But we'll be in Nagel.
Yeah. Yeah, well, of course we can't. According to Tosfos, we can't wait till the seventh hour. It's going to be that kasha. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Noah must get it right. Okay. Still a piece of Gemara. El Amar Rabbi. The Rabbi says you're right. Nufshan. Gezerah v'shem yayim amu unan. Gezerah might be cloudy. You all know what hour it is. You have to labar, but it's not even able. Cloudy. Cloudy could be an hour earlier too. After the Gemara, Amar Papa Dalitz Man Su'uda LaKrabi. Everyone eats in the fourth hour. So how does that answer the kasha? So why do you eat in the fourth hour? The rest is Akrabi Kiyimba. Poplar store, right? You know Poplar store? Ever heard of Poplar store?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Pavlov. In the Russian. He had a dog. His dog is very famous. Okay, but what do we say? That when the time to eat comes, what Pablo showed is that when time comes to eat, even if you don't see the food, you salivate. You start getting hungry. Not because you're hungry necessarily, because it's time to eat. So, that's what the Gemara is saying. That when the Shavuot comes, everyone gets hungry. So even if it's cloudy out, but you know you're hungry, and no one's going to make a mistake in the fourth hour. So, yeah. So we're not guys. There's no problem. Who eats in the fourth hour? Tan Rabbanan. Shari Shaina Michael Ludin. First hour, the Ludin means. What Ludin? So, Ludin are cannibals, as he says. There's that people that can't wait to eat. So they eat already in the Shari Shaina. Shari Shaina Michael Listin. Why do robbers eat in the second hour? That's just something a little. They're up all night. So why don't they eat in the first hour?
Let's
just eat for a little bit. Okay, that's the doctor. Yeah, Shlisha is Michael Yarshin. Shlisha is spoiled people. They eat in the third hour. Revi is Michael Tayelin. Hamisha is Michael Tamida Chachamim. Shlisha is Michael Kalada. So Gemara Marav Papa Revi is Mansudo Akelin. Hello. Revi is Michael Kaladim, Hamish is Michael Pailim, Shish is Michael Tamid HaChachamim. The Kambah Eloch, if you wait till after Chatzos to eat, Kizarek Evan Lachamot, it's either not healthy or the food doesn't, it makes you not hungry. It makes you not hungry, but it doesn't, it's not a good way to, a good way to behave. I'm Rabbi Eloch, I'm Rabbi Eloch, call me the Bitzah, but that's if you fast till Chatzos, eating after Chatzos doesn't, it's not a nutritional way to live. I'm on top of you, but stop, well, that's my body. You ate something. I just, somebody asked, I don't know why I didn't think of the kasha. We said we're not going to the fourth hour, because it's Mansu de la Kurdi. But what about coming to Chachamim?
They look forward to this the whole day, they'll never forget.
What about Fayalim? they all have to have Pesach, that's their color. So the Chacham don't go to yeshiva either, Pesach, they're saying Teretz. Okay, anyway, Shashishis, so I think everyone should go with it.